Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at the fraud department. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Warren Hughes.
Okay, thank you. And if you can just allow me 1 second here, I'm going to pull up the account that was transferred over with your call so that I can better assist you today, okay?
All right.
You said Warren Hughes is your first and last name?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your zip code, please?
31794.
Okay, thank you. And I do appreciate your patience. That was 39714?
31794.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me just for security purposes, please?
161 Tifton, T-I-F-T-O-N, El Dorado Road.
Okay. And so you were inquiring about a charge that occurred on your account, and you're not sure as to how this account came about. Is that correct?
Well, I know what came up. There was an email that came across, and it said it was a Walmart survey.
Mm-hmm.
And I completed the survey, and at the end of the survey, it said that I had won a kitchen set. All I needed to do was pay the shipping and handling costs, which I used my credit card, and it would only let me use that particular credit card. This particular mm-hmm. credit card. But anyway, it's supposed to be for $7. And it charged my credit card, I think it was $6.97. Okay, I thought that was the end of it. And I checked my credit card today, and I see where it had been billed by that same company for $68 and something. So I called my credit card, and they're putting a stop payment on it. But they said, I need to call you so that y'all can stop me from doing a monthly charge on it.
Okay. And do you happen to have the dates and the amount of the charge that occurred on your
November,
account?
It was November 2nd. And the first one was October 27th. And the last one was November 2nd.
And what was the charge amount?
The first one was $6.97, I believe, $6.95 or $6.98. And the second one, November 2nd, was $68 and some change. I can't remember exactly how much it was.
Okay. Just trying to confirm that the account we have located in the system is the correct account. Do you mind verifying the first six and last four digits of the card that was charged, or even telling me what type of card it was? Was it a Visa, MasterCard?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And do you happen to have the first six and last four?
The first six is 521333. Mm-hmm. And the last four is 5850.
And that expiration date by chance?
11/26.
Okay. So this is not the accurate account here. The expiration date on this particular account is completely different. So let me see. Because I'm going to try to locate another account here to see if you have, because the charge that you were telling me about didn't match the charge that we had here in the system. So I'm trying to see if the account that was sent over with your call is in fact the correct account that I need to be working on and handling and helping you with. So let me take a look.
And she said it was under a different name, but that wasn't my name. What if she said card?
Right. Well, the card had the same first six and last four, but the different expiration date identifies that account as being the incorrect account. So, yeah, we're not pulling up a Warren Hughes. The account that she transferred over to me does not have the charge amounts that you were mentioning, and it's not the same card. So that's definitely not the right account that we need to be working on. Did she try to locate an account by your email by chance?
No, she just said she asked me for the first six and the last four.
Okay. Do you mind providing me with your email to see if I can locate the correct account?
It's Warren Hughes 95 at yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you. Let's see if we can pop something up here. So no, it's not showing that we have that email address in the system. Do you happen to have any type of order ID number? Did you receive any emails or?
No, I didn't receive none of that stuff. See, that's another thing that pulled up a red flag to me.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely suggest, and this is not a shared account or anything, is that correct? It's just your account?
No, just my account.
I would suggest that you reach back out to your card company and let them know that the phone number, if they provided you with this phone number to contact, is not the right company to that charge. They should be able to find the correct company number in order for you to call the company that is in fact charging you and have them stop whatever membership or account that there is that is under your information or that card. But the system that we have, right, I understand.
This is the number that my card gave me.
Yes, I do understand. However, sometimes they input invalid merchant numbers associated with charges. That happens quite a lot, if you can imagine. But we don't have that card in our system. We searched the first six and last four, that expiration date on the card that we did pull up for that account with the other customer was not the same as what you told me. So it's the charges that we show on that account as well are not the same charges or the same dates of the charges. So I would just suggest that you reach back out to them and let them know that that's not the right number that they gave you.
Ooh, that's the last time I'm doing this. Okay.
I'm so sorry that I'm not able to help you. I really wanted to help you, but I don't want to tamper with someone else's account completely and it not be, you know, you not get any type of resolution in the end.
Hold on, let me look it up and I can see it and tell you the name of that on my card. That's billing my
card. The merchant?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay, so we wouldn't be able to determine what company it is by the merchant name simply because the merchant is like the umbrella that could hold several different companies or accounts underneath it. It wouldn't specify exactly what we locate on our customers' accounts, if that makes any sense. Like if you go to the store, you go to Walmart, you make an order, you purchase, I don't know, Crest toothpaste. It's not going to show Crest toothpaste. It's going to show you the merchant billing name, which is Walmart. We don't know what these merchant billing names are for these companies that we service because there's so many.
Well, is that why they got the wrong number? Because of the same reason?
It very well could be that they just provided you maybe with a recycled phone number to the company. That's why I suggested that you just reach back out to them to see if they possibly have an alternate phone number. I know that when it's a call center and you have made an order, if there's multiple charges from the order, sometimes that the banks will list different phone numbers to contact that same company simply because they have different call centers. So if one call center has an overflow of calls, then the next one can pick up, you know, and assist customers quicker. So they may have a different phone number associated with another charge.
Now, my other question is this what initiated me to do this is about cookware, and you have me bill for cookware. Wouldn't that be a problem here?
I can't even tell you anything as to what you see if we don't have an account in our system to give you any information off of.
But that's so what she said. When she looked it up, she said she was asking me, did I purchase some cookware? They were billing me for cookware.
Right. So, again, we service over 400 different companies here. If they have contest entries, sweepstakes entries, gadgets. There's actual skincare, dietary. I mean, we service a lot of different companies. But the account that she was working with on with you on the line, unfortunately, was not the right account that she should have been giving you information off of. That's a completely different customer.
But you have the same six numbers, and the last four numbers are the same.
Correct. Just however, the, if the expiration date does not match, yeah, it's not the right card.
And 11/26 is not the right expiration date.
Correct.
Something here don't sound right, but okay.
Yes, sir. Contact your bank back and let them know that it, to provide you with a, another better working number so that you can reach this company you're trying to get to.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you get resolution and have a good night.
Yeah, okay.